From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. People seeking an abortion would have to get an ultrasound beforehand under a bill in the Utah legislature. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports it was heard in committee today, but not voted on.
The doctor performing the ultrasound would have to describe the ultrasound images as well as the location of the fetus in the uterus. The doctor would also have to make the heartbeat audible, although the patient could avert their eyes or ask that the volume of the heartbeat be turned down or off. Republican Representative Steve Christiansen of West Jordan is sponsoring the bill.
Providing the best information to women, respecting them, acknowledging the difficult decision that they oftentimes need to make with regard to whether or not to receive an abortion, is the best thing to do.
But Marcella Smid with the Utah chapter of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says this would go against best practices.
This bill requires me to harm patients and to subject them to undue medical and unindicated medical procedures.
The House Judiciary Committee held the bill for a later date due to time constraints in Friday's hearing. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Salt Lake teachers staged a walkout today to march to the state capitol. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on why teachers say they need more funding.
There were nearly 500 teachers, parents, and students, according to an estimate from the ACLU of Utah. Activists raised concerns about overcrowded classes, lack of funding for student counselors, and underpaid substitute teachers and paraeducators. Governor Gary Herbert addressed concerns about funding during a press conference yesterday. He said that Utah is doing well in education.
We find that our students are achieving now a top 10 status in the nation. We're not top 10 in funding, but we're getting great results.
But Angelique Morrill, a teacher at Newman Elementary School and an organizer for the protest, says that teachers need more from lawmakers.
We take up the slack that our legislators give us in the lack of funding in the state. But we are tired and we need help. We want our legislators to step up and help us do that work.
Utah has ranked last in the nation in per-pupil funding for more than a decade, according to U.S. Census data. Activists are hoping for a 6% increase in the amount of money the state pays school districts per student. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
A bill aimed at moving Utah away from its reliance on a monetary bail system passed the House 54-15 today. It requires judges to release people before their trial using the least restrictive condition possible. Those could include things like ankle monitoring, weekly check-ins, or drug testing. The judge could still assign monetary bail. When making the determination about if and how to release people accused of crimes, the judge would have to consider a person's flight risk and their potential threat to public safety. Legislators are considering a bill to develop and renovate rail lines in Utah. The bill, which passed unanimously in a House Transportation Committee meeting today, would require that the Department of Transportation create a plan to integrate passenger and freight lines statewide. Republican Senator Jake Anderegg says one goal is to create a more efficient riding experience.
We focus on dependability, reliability, frequency, and access. When someone can jump in their vehicle and beat front runner, you will never get the ridership.
The bill could cost $2.1 million over 2 years starting in 2021. It now heads to the House floor. The Utah House has approved an amendment to the state constitution that gives the people of Utah the right to hunt and fish. Republican Representative Casey Snyder of Paradise in Cache County is the sponsor. He says 22 other states have similar provisions in their constitutions.
I am afraid that if we withdraw those elements from our society, those opportunities from our state, at some future date we can't see, that we'll all be worse off for it and our state will be a terrible place to be.
If approved by the entire legislature and signed by the governor, the amendment would still need to be approved by at least 50% of voters in November to take effect. A bill introduced into the U.S. House of Representatives today aims to delist the gray wolf from its Endangered Species Act protections. Utah Republican Representative Rob Bishop and Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson sponsored the bill. The animal's habitat once covered much of the lower 48, but they were nearly wiped out in the 20th century. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service attributes the wolf's comeback to its placement on the ESA. After various reintroduction efforts and a fluctuating protection status, two court cases in 2014 reestablished government protections of the gray wolf under the ESA. This bill would give control over wolf populations back to individual states. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.